我们今天早上谈到赎罪祭。
This morning we have discussed the guilt offering.
Sin offering.
I'm sorry, the sin offering.
这赎罪祭是赎我们误犯的罪。
And the purpose of the sin offering is for the sin that we commit accidentally.
我犯了罪，本来不知道，后来发现了，就要献上赎罪祭。
That for the sin that we commit accidentally, once we realize, we have to make a sin offering.
这献祭的对象包括四方面。
And there are four different prospects to whom that we make this offering.
一个是受膏的祭司。
And the first person that might make sin offering is the priest.
还有全会众犯罪，就要献公牛。
And second, if the whole congregation sin against God, then they have to offer a bull.
那如果官长或者是百姓犯罪啊，就献羊。
And for any officials or individuals that sin against God, they will offer a goat.
那这个献牛的时候啊，把那个猪油啦，把腰献上啊，其他的部分统统要拿到。外面把它烧掉。
That when you offer a male bull, you offered the fat and the kidney and the rest, you burned it outside the tent.
其他的这个祭物的那个血啊，没有带到会幕里面去。
And the blood from the sacrifice, you do not bring it into the tabernacle.
所以祭物的肉啊，由祭司来吃。
And for the meat.The meat of the sacrifice is reserved for the high priest.
所以我说这个赎罪祭有两种。
There are two different types of sin offering.
我们看利未记六章。
Leviticus chapter 6.
二十九节。
Leviticus chapter 6 verse 29.
利未记六章二十九节。
Leviticus chapter 6 verse 29.
先从二十五节看。
We shall start reading from verse 25.
六章二十五节，你对亚伦和他的祖孙说，赎罪祭的条例乃是这样：要在神面前，在燔祭牲的地方宰赎罪祭牲，这是至圣的。二十六节
，verse 26.
为赎罪献这祭的祭司要吃。要在圣处，就是在会幕的院子里吃。好，再跳过来看二十九节。
We shall skip to verse 29.
凡祭司中的男丁啊，都可以吃，这是至圣的。三十节。
Verse 30.
凡赎罪祭若将血带进会幕，在圣所里赎罪，那个肉就不可以吃，必要用火焚烧。好，所以。献牛啊，那个祭司犯罪，会众犯罪，那个牛的血要带到会幕里面，弹在幔子上面。
That if the high priest or the whole congregation sin against God, they have to offer a bull, and the blood of the bull must be bring into the tabernacle and sprinkle on the curtain.
还有那个血要抹在那个香坛的四个角。
And also you have to smear the blood of the bulls on the altar of incense.
所以这个牛的所有肉块皮啦头啦尾巴全部统统拿到营外把它烧掉。
As for the head, the skin, the flesh, and the tail of the entire bull shall be taken outside the camp and burned it entirely.
那其他的赎罪祭啊就把那个猪油还有腰啊，把它献上去，烧在那个祭坛上面。
But the other type of sin offerings, basically we offered the fat and the kidney on the altar.
其他的祭肉啊，就归给祭司，在宴主里面在那边吃啊。
As for the flesh of the sacrifice is reserved for the priests that they can eat in the court.
这个祭司啊，代替献赎罪祭啊，他可以担当啊。出祭肉来担当百姓的罪。
That the priests, once after they make the sin offering, they can eat from the flesh of the offering.
那所以在第十章里面有谈到那个亚伦的两个儿子犯罪了以后。
In the Leviticus chapter 10, it talks about the sons of Aaron after they sin against God.
那结果，拿达亚比户就被烧死掉了。
And both sons were burned, were killed.
那结果他们在献祭的时候有那个赎罪祭的羊。
And at that time, when they make the sin offering, the sacrifice, the goat remained.
那这个摩西就在找说那个亚伦的儿子啊，他另外的儿子啊，他们有没有吃啊？结果他们没有吃，就把它烧上去了。
That in the chapter 10, it says that Moses was looking for the sacrifice goat, but then he found out that they did not eat the goat, but it was burned.
所以摩西就责怪亚伦说，你们应当吃这些赎罪祭的祭牲啊，来担当百姓的罪啊。
So in verse 17, Moses said to Aaron that you should have eaten from the sacrifice to bear the sin of the congregation.
为什么没有在圣所的地方吃呢？
How come you did not eat the sacrifice in the holy place?
后来亚伦就解释说啊，因为他两个儿子啊被烧掉了，他们当然会感到很难过啦，所以他们也没有心情吃了。后来他们就把它烧掉。
And Aaron explained to Moses that since both of his sons were killed on that day, he did not have the right, he was not in the mood to eat the offering.
就是在十章的后面呐、啊，后来摩西也没有再责怪他们呐、啊。
That's why they did not eat from the sacrifice, but burned the entire goat.
就让我们看到说这个赎罪祭有两种、啊、
So then here it told us that there are two types.Of sin offering.
那我们现在看赎愆祭。
Now we shall look into the guilt offering.
那这个赎罪祭是赎那个误犯的罪。
As we said it earlier, sin offering is intent to redeem the accidental sin.
那这个赎愆祭啊，跟赎罪祭啊有点类似。
And the guilt offering is.The guilt offering is very much similar to that of sin offering.
所以在第七章里面讲到说，两个祭是一个条例。
Therefore, in chapter 7, it says that both sin offering and guilt offering share the same rules and regulation.
那这个赎愆祭啊，主要是赎那些小罪。
And for the guilt offering, it's mainly for the minor sin.
啊，预表耶稣基督啊，因为为我们成全救恩，所以我们一切的过犯，大大小小，完全把我们啊。除净了。
It simplifies that after Jesus Christ sacrificed himself for us, whether it's major or minor sin, he washed us clean.
啊，补足了我们人在神面前啊所有一切的亏欠。
And because of his sacrifice, we can be blameless in front of God.
哦，罪案罪行完全涂抹掉。
All the sin and iniquity that we have committed in the past, he wiped them out.
啊，所以你过去所犯的不管大小的罪啊，主耶稣的救赎全部涂抹。
Therefore, whether you commit serious sin or minor sin in the past, Jesus Christ, His blood washed those off.
但是我们信主了以后啊，我们虽然大罪不犯啊，但是小罪也不可以轻易放过它。
But after we believe in Christ, we cannot commit any major sin against God, but we have to be very cautious with minor sin.
啊，有的是啊。大罪不犯啊，小罪不断。
Because there are some members who even they never commit any serious or fatal sin, but they always commit a transgression or iniquity.
但是这个赎愆祭就让我们知道说啊，小罪我们都不可以忽略掉。
And the idea of guilt offering is to remind us we should not tolerate the minor sins in our life.
因为这个小罪啊，你如果没有注意啊，越来越大啊，变成小了，有时候还是一样。最后结果还是死亡。
Because if you are not cautious for the minor things that happen in your life, eventually you might have committed something so serious.
因为罪的工价就是死。
For the penalty of sin is death.
我们看雅各书一章十五节。
James chapter 1 verse 15.
雅各书一章十五节。
James chapter 1 verse 15.
雅各书一章十五节。私欲怀胎就生出罪来，罪既长成就生出死来。所以这个犯罪啊，原来就是一点的私欲，你没有把它消除掉。
The origin of the sin it comes from the desire.
后来会成胎成型，后来会注意死亡。
As the desire conceive and give birth, and then fully grown until it reach death.
我们不可以堕胎哈。
We are not allowed to have abortion.
因为有生命了，你再把它打掉的话，就是伤害生命。
Because once the life is formed, once you have abortion, you basically kill the life.
相当于杀人罪。
This is equivalent to the murder.
啊，但是这个罪的胎啊，我们就要把它消除掉。
But as the conceive of the sin, we have to remove immediately.
有一些罪的意念啊，跑到我们里头来。
If we have any sinful thoughts that comes to our mind,
啊，我们如果不在意啊，它会在我们身上啊，在我们脑筋里面筑巢。
If we are not cautious, the desire or the thought of sin may nest in our brain.
啊，未来会慢慢的成胎成型。
And slowly you'll be conceived and come to a form.
啊，人就被这个私欲啊，天瘾诱惑，最后去犯罪，啊，罪的工价就是。
Eventually, some might be lured and taken captive by the sin and later on sin against God.
我们再看传道书第九章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
十八节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 18.
传道书九章十八节
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 18
说智慧胜过打仗的兵器，但一个罪人能败坏许多的善事。那么亚干一个人犯罪啊，这个让以色列民攻打埃及的时候失败了，死掉好多人。
In the Old Testament, because Achan sinned against God, therefore in the siege, when they attacked the city of Ai, many people died.
后来耶稣亚就抽签了，把亚干抽出来。
Then Joshua cast lot. Eventually, he drew Achan out of all the tribes.
然后啊，就用石头把他打死。
Then they stoned Achan to death.
他说，因为他连累了一个人，连累了众人。
And because of him, the many people were killed.
所以有说，一个罪人会败坏许多的善事。
That in here says, one sinner might destroy much good.
再看十章第一节。
Chapter 10, verse 1.
传道书十章一节
Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 1
使苍蝇属臭香的 膏油发出臭气，这样一点愚昧也能够败坏智慧和尊荣。那个香膏啊，本来是很香的。
That when we make the perfume, it gives a great aroma.
啊，有一只死掉的苍蝇啊，掉进去了。But, 整个香膏都变臭了，整个香膏就没有办法用了。
But when you have a dead fly that drop into the perfume, or it emits an odor.
所以一点罪恶啊，最后有时候会影响到整体。
That if we tolerate a little sin in the congregation, it might affect us all.
所以告诉我们要竭力追求完全啊，不要忽略这些小的罪。
Therefore, we have to pursue to reach perfection. Do not neglect any minor transgression.
我们看到说，保险丝啊，小小的，如果断掉了，整个房间的电啊就不通了。
That in a house, if the small fuse burns out, we lost the electricity.
你看，有的年纪大了，中风啊。就是脑筋里面那个血管里面啊，就那个血管小小的，有的阻塞了，有的断掉了，他就整个身体就瘫痪掉了。
For those who are inflicted with a stroke, it's just some clot or some blockage in the brain vessel, and then they lost the entire function of the body.
雅歌里面叫我们说啊，要擒拿那个小狐狸呀。
In the Song of Solomon, it told us that we have to catch the little fox in the yard.
那葡萄园里面啊，正在结果。
That because in the vineyard, it's time to bear fruit.
还有那个小狐狸呀，它就有时候就倒挂在那个树枝上面啊，啊，你看起来好像一串葡萄在那里。
That there are those are little fox that might hide in the vineyard, pretend to be some grapes.
啊，那个人不在的时候，他就出来破坏整个，把这个整个葡萄园就破坏掉了。
And when the watcher is absent, the fox will come out and destroy the yard.
所以说要把这个小狐狸啊，把它抓起来，把它关起来。
Therefore, the Song of Solomon told us that we have to catch the little fox and.Putting to the cage.
因为你不注意的时候啊，这些破坏的力量啊，让整个田连啊都受伤害。
If you do not pay attention, the little fox might destroy the entire vineyard.
我们再看马太福音十八章
，Matthew chapter 18,
十五节。
Matthew chapter 18, verse 15.
马太福音十八章十五节。说，倘若你的弟兄得罪你， 你就去趁着主有他和你在一处的时候，指出他的错来，他就听你，你便得来一个弟兄。十六节
，verse 16，
他就不听，你就另外带一两个人同去，要凭两三个人的口做见证，句句都要定准。十七节
，verse 17，
若是不听他们，就告诉教会；若是不听教会，就看他像外邦人和税吏一样。这里讲到说有弟兄得罪你。
Then here says if one of your one of a brother sin against you。
那这个本来的意思就是说有弟兄犯了罪。
That in the original text it means that if a brother sin。
因为每一个人都是教会里面的一份子。
Because everyone is part of this of the church。
而且他的行为会影响到整个教会。
Therefore our action might affect the church。
所以他犯了罪以后啊，就得罪了整个教会。
That when someone sinned, he sinned against the entire church。
所以我们说要处理这些啊犯罪的事情。
Therefore we have to deal with the iniquities in the church。
我们知道说有弟兄犯错了，我们就要去劝他。
If we realize that someone sinned against the church, we have to go and try to convince
him。他能够改正了啊，就得到了一个弟兄。
That if the brother can change, then you have won your brother back.
啊，如果他不听啊，再带一两个人啊去劝他。
But here says if he refused to listen, you shall bring one or two more brothers.
再不听的话，就告诉教会，由教会处理。
But if the brother was stubborn, then you have to tell the church to take care of the issue.
啊，再不听教会的话，就把他当作外人呐、啊，当作外邦人，跟税吏一样。
And if the brother refused to listen to the church, then treat him as a pagan or as a tax collector、
就是我们在处理一些啊啊教会的啊犯罪的案件的一个原则。
And this is the principle to handle the iniquities in the church.
我们看回来利未记第五章
，Leviticus chapter 5。
利未记第五章。
Leviticus chapter
5，一直到第六章前面呢、啊，都是谈到这个赎愆祭。
From Leviticus chapter 5 verse 14 to the beginning of chapter 6 is all about the guilt offering.
啊，有时候我们觉得说啊，好像圣经里面的规定很严格。
Sometimes we might feel that the restriction in the Bible is rather strict.
但事实上啊，这也是一个神的恩典。
But we have to understand this is also God's grace.
啊，主耶稣的宝血要洁净我们。
That His precious blood will redeem us.
啊，我们要靠主帮助啊，能够对付各样的罪。
With His help, we can handle and deal with all the temptations.
那我们也看到神的那个慈爱对人无微不至的照顾。
But at the same time, we can see God's mercy and His care.
有的人啊，他犯了一些过犯以后，他良心一直感到很不安。
There are people who have committed sin against God, and he is unrest or he did not have any peace in his conscience.
所以会常常感到自责。
That he often rebuke himself.
啊，但是神让我们有这个像赎愆祭这样的求神饶恕我们罪的方法。
But in here we have a method such as a guilt offering to redeem our iniquity.
所以我们所有的过患啊，都能够得到救赎。
That all our sins and iniquity can be washed away.
啊，所以我们的良心啊，都能够保住平安。
That once again we can reconcile with our conscience.
可以对神啊，对人长存无愧的良心、啊。
So that we can have a blameless heart with God and with man.
啊，就是能够消除那个罪恶感呢、啊。
That we can remove the sense of guilt in our heart.
啊，所以我们也可以从这方面呢、啊，看到这个神的爱。
That from this aspect we can see God's love.
那、啊、这个看起来这些罪啊都不是很大，但是这个都是对我们信仰上有影响的。
That in the guilt offering, the sins are not serious, but it affects our faith.
我们看五章第一节
，Chapter 5 verse 1，
说若有人听见发誓的声音呐、啊，他本是见证，却不把所看见、所知道的说出来，这就是罪，他要担当他的罪。好、哦，就是你看见、听到了别人发誓的。啊，你要做见证，但是你听到你不讲。
That in chapter 5 verse 1 says, if you overhear overheard someone testified, someone swear, but you do not testify. That's a sin.
该做见证啊，而不做见证，这是一种罪。
When you are supposed to testify regarding to something that you have heard, but if you do not do so, then you are liable.
因为在审判当中啊，因为你本来要做见证的，你不见证，啊，结果那个审判官在审判的时候啊，啊，他就没有办法详细的去做判断。
That during the judgment, if you as the witness do not speak up for what you have heard, then the judge might not make the sound judgment.
啊，有的人啊，因为这样受亏损。
And because,
啊，我们就要负责任。
And because of this, some might be harmed, and we are liable.
那从属灵上来讲啊，我们不见证，这也是一种罪。
And in the spiritual perspective, if we do not bear testimony, that's a sin.
我们领受了神的道，啊，但我们把它隐藏起来。
We have received the truth from the Lord, but we hide it.
那结果有很多人啊，因为没有办法听到道理，啊，后来他们就没有办法接受福音来得救。
And many people did not receive salvation because we seal our mouth.
所以圣经里面说，人要被牵到死地啊，你要拯救他。
That's why the Bible said, if you see anyone that's been taken captive in the land of death, you have to save them.
以西结书里面说，我们都是守望者。
In the book of Ezekiel, it told us that we are all watchmen.
你就要注意看，敌人要来了，你就要赶快吹号。
As a watchman, if you see enemy's invasion, you have to blow the trumpet.
啊，百姓听到了以后啊，他们就能够防备。
So that when people heard the trumpet, they can gather and defend.
他们就不会被杀。
Because of this, they will not be taken captive.
但是如果说啊，我们看到敌人来了，但是我们不传警告。
But as a watchman, if we see the enemy, but we did not blow the trumpet.
结果百姓啊，因为不知道啊，结果被杀了，所以这个罪啊，就归在守望者的身上。
That the people are not warned, and they were killed. All the sin will fall upon the watchman.
所以保罗说，我传福音没有什么可夸可的地方。
Apostle Paul said, there is nothing to boast for preaching the gospel.
因为这个责任啊，归在我身上了。
Because the responsibility is laid on my shoulder.
我努力传，我就有赏赐。
If I preach earnestly, I will be rewarded.
如果我不传呐，这个责任已经托付给我了。
But if I do not preach, this responsibility has been entrusted to me already.
所以无论什么样，无论对什么人，我就做什么人。
Therefore, to whomever, I will become like them.
无论怎样，就是要多救一些人。
By all means, I will save as many souls as possible.
还让众人来享受福音的好处。
So that everyone can enjoy the benefit of the gospel.
所以使徒啊，他们为着传道理啊，被抓去。
The apostles, for the sake of preaching gospel, they were captured.
馆长就责备他们，你们不可以奉耶稣的名讲道理。
And the officials scorned them and told them not to preach in the name of Lord Jesus.
但他们说，我们所听见、所看见的，我们不能不说。
But they replied that what we have seen and what we have heard, we cannot hide it.
所以我们所看见、所听见的，我们要做见证。
Therefore, we must bear testimony for what we have heard and what we have seen.
我们再看五章第二节。
Chapter 5, verse 2.
五章二节。或是有人摸了不洁的物，无论是不洁的属兽，是不洁的属畜，是不洁的属虫，他却不知道，因此成了不洁，就有了罪。第三节
，verse three，
或是他摸了别人的污秽，无论是染了什么污秽，他却不知道，一知道就有了罪。好。这第二个就是你去接触到那个污秽的东西。
And the second iniquity is to touch anything that's unclean.
啊，那个死掉的东西啊，你不能够去摸，摸到了时候啊，就不洁净了。
That you cannot touch anything that's dead, such as the carcass or the corpse.
啊，好像在这个律法里面有很多啊啊血肉的啦啊麻风的啊，那个你都不能够去接触。
That in Mosaic law, there are many regulations, such as you cannot touch anyone that has bleeding issues or with leprosy.
啊，如果去摸到这些污秽的东西啊，啊，你就有了罪，就要献赎千祭啊。
That once you touch the unclean, you have sin and you have to make a guilt offering.
这告诉我们说，我们要离开一些污秽的事情。
This is telling us that we must leave the unclean environment.
离开一些污秽的环境。
That we must We must be abstain from all the things that's unclean.
哦，这个死掉的牲畜啊，这些动物啊，就是没有生命的啊，污秽的。
The thing here says the carcass of the unclean wild animal or livestock, all those things has no life.
从属灵上来讲啊，就是在那个罪恶当中生活的人啊。
In the spiritual sense, this is referring to those who live in sin and die in sin.
啊，在那个犯罪的场所，我们就不要去接触到。
That we should not get anywhere close to the sinful environment.
因为我们身体是神的殿， 圣灵的居所。
Because our body is the holy temple, is the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit.
所以不要去接触那个污秽的环境，或者是污秽的人。
Therefore, we should not approach the unclean environment or unclean person.
我们再看第三个
The third iniquity
六章第四节
Chapter
五章第四节
Chapter 5
五章第四节
Leviticus chapter 5 verse 4
或是有人嘴里冒失发誓要行恶要行善无论人在什么事上啊，冒失发誓他却不知道一知道了就要在这其中的一件上有了罪这里讲到冒失发誓了。
Then here says those who took oath carelessly.
啊，有时候随随便便就起誓了。
Now there are people who took oath without even thinking.
啊，本来不知道，后来发觉说啊，不对了，啊，这个就犯罪了。
Now sometimes they might not be aware, but once they are aware, they have sinned.
那个诗记里面谈到那个耶和他
In the book of Judges, it talks about Jephthah.
有时候他要去打仗。
That once he was engaged into a warfare.
他就向神起誓啊。
Then he took an oath to God.
神啊，如果你让我得胜回来。
That he said to God, if you allow me to be victorious.
第一个出来迎接我的，我就把他献为燔祭给你。
That whoever come out the first, I shall make him or her as the burnt offering.
他没有想到神帮助他得胜回来。
That indeed God helped him that he triumphed in the battlefield.
唯一的女儿很高兴敲锣打鼓出来迎接他。
Then when he returned, his only daughter came out to accept him joyfully.
他一看说哎在我的女儿啊。
That when he saw her, he said, woe to me, my daughter.
我已经跟神起誓了我怎么办呢
That I have took an oath to God, what should I do?
他女儿说父亲啊，你既然向神起誓啊，你就照着你所起誓的行吧。
Then the daughter said to the father that since you have took the oath, you have to do likewise.
啊，主是有一个要求啊，要跟朋友到山上去，在那哀哭一段时间。
That she only requests to have some time that she can go up to the mountain and cry with her friend.
因为她一辈子都当处女。
Because she will remain as a virgin for her entire life.
哀哭回来以后说，她的父亲就照她所起的誓就向她行了。
And after the period of weeping,upon her return, her father did according to the oath.
当然这一段圣经不是讲得很清楚到底向他行了怎么行呢
And of course, the Bible did not describe in detail what did the father do to her.
不过我们知道说献燔祭就是要把它烧掉嘛。
But as we know that in the burnt offering, the sacrifice shall be burned entirely.
有的人就会想说他应该不会把他女儿烧掉可能就让他一辈子不结婚了这样。
That some might question that Jephthah would not be so cruel to burn his own daughter. She might remain as a virgin for her entire life.
不过从耶和他本身的生长背景来看
，But if we look into his background，
因为他是在一个艰难的，他小的时候就被赶出家，而是在一个很不好的环境长大。
那 Jephthah was cast out from the house when he was very young.
他当然对那个神的律法可能不是很清楚。
And he grew up in a very difficult environment, so he did not have much knowledge about God's law.
当然那个时候迦南人他们把孩子献给他们的偶像，这是相当平常普遍的一种现象。
But we have to realize that among the Canaanites, it's a common practice to burn their own children.
所以很可能这个耶和他本身他的道理不懂，真的可能就是像他的女儿就把他献为燔祭。
That because of Jephthah might not have not much knowledge about God's law, so it's highly likely that he might have burned his daughter as a burnt offering.
不过这是一种冒失发誓的。
But indeed, this is an oath that's made carelessly.
哦，这是不对的。
It is wrong.
所以有时候我们起誓过，我们立志要做什么事情，但是跟道理不一样的，我们不要一错再错。
Therefore, if we make any oath or we make any determination that's against the Bible, we should not proceed and we should not allow ourselves to sin against God again.
嗯，再来哈，我们再看第五章的数节。
Chapter 5, verse
15. 利未记五章十五节。
Leviticus chapter 5, verse 15.
人若在神的圣物上误犯了罪，有了过犯，就要照你所固定的按圣所的舍客勒拿银子将赎千祭牲，就是羊群中一只没有残疾的公绵羊，牵到神的面前为赎千祭。十六节
verse 16，
并且他因为在圣物上的差错要赔偿还呢，另外加上五分之一给祭司。祭司要用这个赎天祭的公绵羊为他赎罪，他必得赦免。这个是讲到这个触犯到圣物。
And in here says, if anyone have violated the holy things of the Lord,
这个圣殿里面的东西啦，你去破坏掉啦，或者是几次触犯到了
，that you might unintentionally did some damage to the holy vessels in the tabernacle.
本来不知道啊，你知道了以后啊，你就要献赎千祭，还要赔偿，还要加上五分之一。
Now, once you realized what you have done, you have to make a guilt offering. At the same time, you have to pay for the damage plus one fifth.
可能是无心的啦，不是故意的去破坏。
And this apply only to those who had done the damage unintentionally.
那从属灵上来讲啊，有时候我们随便夺取神的物这也是一种触犯圣物。
In the spiritual sense, if we have unintentionally take what belongs to God, that's violation against God's thing.
比如说当纳的当献的你不献了。
For example, the tithe that you are supposed to offer, but you did not.
马拉基书说那个十分之一是当献的供物。
According to the book of Malachi, the tithe is the offering that belongs to God.
主耶稣也说那个是不可不行的。
That the Jesus Christ said, those are necessary that you have to offer.
那个当纳的，但是我们没有纳，我们就夺取神的供物了。
For the tithe, if you do not offer, then you have robbed God.
这都是触犯圣物。
And all this are considered a violation against the holy thing.
五章十七节
，Chapter 5 verse 17.
若有人犯罪，行了神所愤怒不可行的什么事，他虽然不知道，还是有了罪，就要担当他的罪呢。所以你犯了神的愤怒，你虽然不知道，还是有罪。
That you have, if you have violated God's command without without prior knowledge, then you are still accountable.
因为你犯了就是犯罪嘛。
Because whatever you have done, you have violated God's command.
所以我们有一些隐而未现的过失我们也要求神来饶恕赦免。
Therefore, we have to pray for the forgiveness of our sin that we are not aware.
再看六章第二节。
Chapter 6, verse 2.
六章二节。
Leviticus chapter 6, verse 2.
若有人犯罪干犯神在灵干犯神在灵兽交物他的物上，或是在交易上行了诡诈，或是抢夺人的财物，或是欺压灵兽。第三节
verse three，
或是在捡了遗失的物上行了诡诈，说谎起誓，在这一切的事上犯了什么罪。第四节
verse four，
他既犯了罪就有了过犯，要归还他所抢夺的，或是因为欺压所得的，或者是人交付他的，或是人遗失他所捡的物。第五节
verse 5，
或是因为什么物起了假誓，就要如数归还，还要加上五分之一。在查出他有罪的日子，要交还本主。也要照所固定的价把赎千祭牲就羊群中的一只没有残疾的公绵羊牵到神的面前给祭司为他 作为给祭书作为赎愆祭。好，这里是讲到有一些啊事情啊不老实做了啊，行数诡诈。
That in here it refer to a dishonest transactions or cheating.
他说邻舍交付他东西。
That your neighbor might have entrust you with some property.
那人家交代你说你帮我带个什么东西去。
That some might ask you to take something to somewhere for them.
台湾话说啊，假话会假啊，假咪会假。
That in Taiwanese say that if you ask someone to pass a message, then there will be extra length to the extra content to the message. But if you entrust them with some property, when it arrives to the recipient, it will be less.
请你拖一点，啊，拖你带一点东西啊，拖几句话。啊，这个你就加上更多的话。
That when someone asks you to pass a message, then you will take the initiative to add on your own flavor.
啊，结果都你带东西啊，结果那个东西后来就减少掉了。
But if someone asks you to bring something, eventually the things might be less when it arrives to the recipient.
就是在人家交付的事上不忠心。
That's unfaithful with the entrustment.
啊，或者是在交易上啊，用了一种不公平的。或者是诡诈的方式来得取一些利益
，or you try to gain illegal profit through cheating or through unlawful ways
啊，或者是欺压邻舍啊，抢夺别人的财物
，or if you have violated by the cheating on your neighbor or oppress your neighbor
啊，或者是你捡到了东西啊，你捡到了东西，你就把它。这个本来不是你的东西，你捡到了，你就把它据为己有。
Or in here another case that you have found some lost property and you lied about it.
捡到东西啊，应该一看这是谁掉的，你要还给人家，
because,
不能够把它变成你的。
Because when you find some lost property, you have to try to return to the original owner.
啊，再来说那个收房启示啊。
And also for those who lied in taking oath.
啊，如果发现了这些呀、在形式上不诚实。
Once you realize your dishonesty,
他说要还给人家，还要加上五分之一。
That you have to pay back in the full restitution plus one-fifth, for compensation.
另外还要献一只羊啊，作为赎愆祭。
In addition, you have to offer a goat as the guilt offering.
所以这个。犯罪啊，都要付出代价的。
That all the sins comes with a price.
那当然，这个赎愆祭的祭物有几种呢
？There are several different type of sacrifice in guilt offering.
可以献羊
，You can offer a goat.
啊，可以献斑鸠
，Or you can offer a pigeon.
啊，或者是献细面
，Or a fine flour.
啊，有些是有规定说一定要献什么，有些是。按照你的力量来献。
In certain situation, you are obligated to offer certain sacrifice, but other than that, you just offer according to your own ability.
也就是说，你虽然再穷啊，但是你犯了罪啊，你都要付出代价。
It doesn't matter how poor you are, if you sin against God, you have to pay the price.
就是穷到你什么都没有啊，至少要献上。依法十分之一的面
，that even you are so poor to the point that you have nothing，
那是大概是一天的分量。
You still have to offer some flour。
你既然犯了罪，至少你要进食一天呐、
That's equal the quantity of fine flour is equivalent to one day's meal. So if you sin, at least you have to fast for one day。
所以表述说啊，我们不要认为这是小罪，我们都要努力的去把它处理，
It tells us do not neglect the minor sin. We have to put in all the efforts to remove from our life.
这样我们才能够慢慢达到完全。
By doing so, slowly we can reach perfection.
所以我们从这个赎罪祭里面，我们从这些祭里面，我们看到神真的是圣洁的神。
From all the offerings that we have learned, God is holy.
神要我们一直的追求达到圣洁完全。
And God wants all of us to pursue.To pursue to become holy.
他说我们常常讲说我们信主受洗的时候我们过去的罪案罪外主耶稣通通把我们洁净了。
We often mention that when we receive water baptism, all the past transgression and sins are washed away.
我们已经得到称义了，我们名分上是圣徒了。
We are justified and in name we are saints.
但是我们要追求达到实质上的成圣。
But we have to pursue to also to be holy in our daily conduct.
因为你不追求圣洁的话，将来没有办法见主。
Unless we are holy, we cannot see God.
那所以我们一定要努力啊，求进步。
Therefore, we have to put in all the effort and strive to be better.
啊，如果我们有一些过患啊，我们不注意啊，啊，将来会失掉啊，跟神之间的交通。
That if we neglect our conduct or our transgressions, we might lose the communication with God.
我们要常常注意反省自己啊，
我们要
灵修自己。
We shall often examine ourselves and cultivate ourselves.
免得失掉了我们从神来的恩。
Lest we might lose the grace that we receive from God.
那来谈到这个祭司的条例哈。
In continuation, the Bible talk about the rules for the priest.
因为这个献祭啊，一个是那个祭物，还有献祭的那个规矩。
That in the offering, we talk about the sacrifice and also the rules and regulation.
啊，另外一个就是帮我们执行这个献祭的人，这祭司。
That another point we have to talk about is the person, the priest that make the sacrifice for us.
那这个祭司的职分啊，不是自己想要去争取来的。
那 the status of priesthood is not something that we can fight for.
啊，所以像扫罗王啊，看到先知没有来，祭司没有来，那就自己就献祭了，神就拒绝他。
When King Saul he cannot find the prophet or the priest, he made offering by himself, and God forsake him because of this.
乌西亚王也是一样啊。
Same thing with King Uzziah.
他的国度强盛以后啊，他就骄傲起来。
When his kingdom become very strong, King Uzziah became very proud.
跑到圣殿里面啊，他就要献祭。
Then the King Uzziah went into the holy temple and tried to make offering by himself.
祭司围过来跟他讲说：“王啊，这个不是你的事啊。”
Then the priest gathered around him and told him that, "King, this is not your work."
他就生气了，就说：“把抓起来。”
Then the King Uzziah was angry and he asked the soldier to seize all the prophets.
但是那个时候，他额头上啊，他的脸啊，就开始长毛。
At that very moment, leprosy spread out in his forehead.
后来就把他赶出去了。后来他一直到死啊，就麻风病。
Immediately, King Uzziah was cast out from the holy temple, and leprosy bothered him until he died.
所以，这个祭司的职分呐，是神给的。
That the priesthood is given by God.
啊，神主定亚伦的祖孙呐、啊、做祭司。
And God has designated the descendants of Aaron as the priest.
啊，这也不是说啊，摩西当首领啊，摩西自己啊授权给他的，不是。
And the priesthood is not authorized by Moses.
神赐给他这样的职分。
Instead, it was authorized by God.
所以曾经有可拉党的，还有以色列一些首领啊。他们就反抗亚伦的权柄。
In the past, there are the group, the tribe of Korah, and some tribe leaders. They rebelled against Moses' authority.
那既然神的百姓都是圣洁的，为什么你摩西、亚伦要自己专权呢、啊、
？That the leader of Korah say to Moses that since we are all holy, why are you and Aaron above all the congregation?
他们反抗摩西跟亚伦。
They rebel against the leadership of Moses and Aaron.
那结果啊，地震地裂开啊，把那些人就把那可拉党的人就把他吞下去。
And because of rebellion, because of this, the earth opened that swallowed the Korah and those who belongs to them alive.
250个首领啊被火烧掉。
And the other 250 leaders were burned by fire.
所以因为你反抗这些啊，神所立的工人就是对抗神。
Because when you rebel against God's worker, you rebel against God.
啊，所以这个祭司啊，就是神给他们这一种神嘱咐拣选给他们这种权柄。
That the status of priesthood is chosen and given by God.
那祭司的职分呢、啊，就是办理会幕里面的事情。
That the responsibility of the priest is to handle the matters in the tabernacle.
啊，代替神来教导百姓。
Also to teach the Israelites on behalf of God.
所以马拉基书里面说，祭司啊，嘴里要存着神的话。
Therefore, in the book of Malachi, it says that the priests must retain God's words in their mouth.
啊，百姓可以从祭司的嘴里啊来得到教训。
So that the people can be educated and be taught from the words of the priest.
那我们看到撒母耳啊， 他从神那里 领受话语、啊、然后传达给百姓。
As we know that Prophet Samuel, he received words from God and he educated the people.、
啊、所以百姓都知道说哇神立撒母耳这个先知了。
So that everyone knows that God has ordained Samuel as the priest.
那很可惜啊，这个礼历的时代啊，说神的话已稀少。
Unfortunately, during the time of priest Eli, the Bible said that God's words were few.
所以没有默示。
They do not have any revelation.
啊，所以百姓就不晓得怎么行，祭司又去犯罪。
And because of this, people did not know what to do, and the priests sin against God.
结果打仗失败啊，连衣柜都被抢走。
And they have lost the battle, even the Ark of Covenant was taken by the enemy.
祭司死在战场上。
The priests were killed on the battlefield.
所以因为神的荣耀离开了以色列。
That's because God's glory has departed from Israel.
所以这个教会的领导者很重要。
That the leader of the church is very important.
要有神的话语来带领信徒啊，走上一个正确的方向。
That we have to have God's words so we can lead God's people on the right track.
哦，教会的长老、执事啦、负责人啦，
的
啊，都是一样。
This apply to all the lay minister in the church, the elders, deacons, and pastors, and all the church councils.
那他们也是做神跟人之间的中保。
They are also the mediator between God and man.
啊，另外常常要为百姓来祝福。
That they shall also bless the people all the time.
时间到了，一起默祷。
Pray in silence.